ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division. OxyChem makes things like chlorine for water treatment facilities. It could be Buffett's last big deal before he hands over the Berkshire Hathaway reins next year. This is ABC News. President Trump's Commerce Secretary is now talking about a past encounter with Jeffrey Epstein.
Howard Lutnick telling a New York Post podcast he believes Epstein got a favorable deal back in 2008 when Epstein pleaded guilty to two state prostitution charges, granting him and any potential co-conspirators immunity from federal prosecution. Lutnick then making this claim.
And what happened in that massage room, I assume, was on video. This guy was the greatest blackmailer ever.
Suggesting without evidence that Epstein may have traded compromising videos of high-profile associates in exchange for leniency.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. Now, the Justice Department says there is no credible evidence of that happening. The death toll has now risen to 72 following that strong earthquake in the central Philippines. 360 people were injured. Disaster officials say there have not been any reports of many more missing people. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One of Green Bay's area's favorite recreation spots is in the spotlight. The Brown County Reforestation Camp is being featured in the Uniquely Wisconsin documentary series. The story goes all the way back to the 1800s when the land was stripped by extensive logging, then tells about how the county acquired roughly 160 acres, reforested it using inmate labor in an open prison program, and how it grew into the expansive recreation area we know today. The new zoo and adventure park are probably the most well-known attractions, but the Brown County Reforestation Camp features miles of trails for hiking through nature, biking, skiing, horseback riding, and more. The program, titled Restoring Nature, Preserving a Legacy, Brown County Reforestation Camp, was just released this week. You can watch it on Discover Wisconsin's YouTube channel and other streaming platforms. It's also on the Wisconsin Counties Association website. Health officials want to give you a heads up. The flu is on its way and will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Last week, Wisconsin's health department reported that flu activity was minimal right now, but other respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are on the rise. Officials are reminding people to make sure you protect yourself. Some basic ways you can do that: washing your hands thoroughly and often, staying home when you're sick, and making sure you're up to date on vaccines. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ, high character individual, but I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Baby, to the poor side of town, down in the boondocks. Billy Joe Royal. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, WGBW.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Already got the timeless commercial of the day lined up and ready to go. That'll be, a couple minutes from now. Stick around for that. Be a good time. Reminder, tomorrow night, this being Thursday, tomorrow night is when the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, happening at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. And tickets still available, ashwaubenonpac.org. Probably get some at the door, but if you need the details about that, there is a link and a story about it on our website if you go to wgbw.fm. So, yeah, enjoy the Everly Brothers music as performed by the Everly Set. It's going to be a good time, and I will see you there.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
8:15, 60 degrees now at our studios downtown Green Bay, right next to the City Deck. Here is the timeless commercial of the day. This one is an animated, there's sort of a jingle in here, but this is a black and white animation, and it's from the 60s. That's about as far as I'm going to go with this one, because it is a way that, I think this was probably the introductory commercial to something that is, well, part of, you know, the supper table now, in many cases, a very well-known product. I think this was the introduction to it. Here's today's timeless commercial on 97.9 WGBW. I said, here's, you know, the guy, it worked better in rehearsal.
I heard you want to be a Frito Bandito like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandido song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido.
That might be Mel Blanc.
Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos too. You sing the Frito Bandito song and you loco for crunchy Fritos corn chips. That's nice. Munch, munch, munchy bunchy Fritos corn chips.
I remember all of that. Like it was yesterday. I don't think I'm the only one either. WGBW.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby says I can do it with thee. It's easier than learning your ABC. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. You gotta swing.
Green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I got me a complication, and it's an OLED child. Consume my reputation, something more than white. I know it served me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face, or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. To the talk, some size to gone. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. Circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. There's another push in Wisconsin to legalize medical marijuana. It's being led by three Republican lawmakers who will need to convince members of their own party to support the legislation after several previous attempts to pass it, dating back to 2019, failed. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin right now, there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you're going to need to make other arrangements. Because of the funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. And Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changes the understanding of our closest relative. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Her research would continue for the next six decades. Jane Goodall was 91 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green Bay weather.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Land. perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no. I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Zombies. CBS Sunday Morning did a nice piece on them last weekend, and you can find it, it's up there on the internet somewhere, probably more than one location. Weekend shows around here, on Sunday Morning, we got some very special shows that have some very good information for you. Lean Local, hosted by former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, is happening Sunday morning between 7 and 8 here on WGBW, followed by New Wisco Weekend, another one-hour program, issues, entertainment, things going on in the Green Bay and Fox Valley area. Then Dr. Kristen Lyerly has a program from 9 until 10, discussions on health and family and community, everyday life. And then Always On Point, a new show about the Northeast Wisconsin real estate market, is hosted by Kristen Ambos, and it's very, very informative. So all of that Sunday Morning starts 7 a.m., runs until 11 a.m. You can hear it here exclusively on 97.9 WGBW.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Zero restrictions apply. It's 1031-2025.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
97.9 FM.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, tribute to the Everly Brothers. Tomorrow night, get your tickets now at Ashwaubenon.
On behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.
John, I was talking. Yes. The tribute to the Everly Brothers. Tickets available at AshwaubenonPAC.org. Get your tickets while they last. Maybe there'll be some at the door. Fingers crossed for you there. And I'll see you there. Fall Fest happening the next day, Saturday, with horse-drawn hay rides and inflatables, a corn pit, which sounds almost ominous, but it's meant for the kids. Vintage cars going to be there. That's at Light Park Saturday. Starts at 11, goes until 3 or so. And one more thing, if you got people in town, drive them to Oshkosh for the pain. Okay, that's what they call it now, the pain. And they've got a real special program there called The Nature of Light running through most of this month until October 26th. And it's fascinating and not like anything you've ever seen before. So I highly recommend that. So many other things. By the way, the Farmer's Market on Broadway, that has ended for the season. But the one on Washington Street on Saturdays will go until October 25th. So there's just a few things for you. A couple of heads up there for you from 97.9 WGBW. Summer-like weather, so calls for a Beach Boys song or two. Okay, one. From the City Deck, well, near the City Deck, downtown Green Bay, the Civic Media Studios on Washington Street across from Schreiber Foods. I'm Dan Marcus, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the Northern girls with the way they
Local News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. We're going to be flirting with 80 degrees today and for the next 3 or 4 days, quite possibly. That's good news. And enjoy the weather while we got it, because in January, we're going to be mighty jealous. Laura McKenna steps in next, and she's got another one of those multi-state keywords that could win you $200 cash and gold jewelry. Stick around. Laura is next on WGBW.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack at a synagogue in Manchester, England. 2 people were killed, 3 seriously hurt when a man drove his car into people outside the temple and then attacked them with a knife. ABC's Lama Hassan has more.
The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, he cut short a meeting with EU leaders in Denmark to come home to hold an emergency meeting on the security situation in the country. You know, he said that there'll be extra police assets at synagogues across the UK. And the fact that this happened on Yom Kippur, he says, makes it all the more horrific.
The gunman shot and killed by police. The government shutdown in Washington continues. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers now either working without pay or not working also without pay. President Trump saying he will meet with his budget director today to discuss laying off many of those who've been furloughed. A flotilla of about 50 ships stopped by Israel's Navy is